that they have, you know, people will die for their rights, or they would, you know, they will fight for their rights and fight for the rights of, you know, other people that they know. And even as believers, we have certain rights, and, you know, we are expected, you know, on a daily basis to fight for our rights. It is our birthright, and we have to constantly and continually fight for these rights. Amen. Hallelujah. So even before we start, I just want us to worship God for a bit. You are holy, holy, Lord, there is none like you. You are holy, holy, glory to you alone. You are holy, holy, Lord, there is none like you. You are holy, holy, glory to you alone. I'll sing your praises forever. I'm deeper in love with you. Here in your courts where I'm close to your throne, I found where I belong. I fall down, I lay my crown at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of His mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. I cry, holy, holy, holy. 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 He's alone. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, oh Lord, you are Yahweh, 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 you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Let's just praise Him. Let's give Him praise. Let's exalt His name. Father, we praise You. We worship You. Even as we go into a time of praise, instead of a time of prayers, we just worship Your name. We bless You and we glorify Your name. We just give You all the praise. We thank You, Father. We thank You for Your mercies and for Your goodness. We thank You for bringing us even to a time as this, O God. We thank You, Father, because we know that You are in control. You are in control of all things, O God. The whole world is in Your hands. There is nothing that catches You by surprise. You see all things and You can do all things. We give You all the praise. Father, even as we go into Your word and into prayers, we ask, Holy Spirit, that You will come and lead us, You come and guide us, and You come and instruct us. We give You all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. So I said we will be looking at our redemptive rights, you know, fighting for our rights as a child of God. And then you know, redemptive, the word redemptive comes, you know, also means redeemed, you know, that's one that has been redeemed. And so we're going to be looking at our, as a believer, as our rights, as a redeemed believer, what are our rights? What are the things that are entitled to us as a child of God? What are the things, what are our rights that God has given us even as a child of God? And when we look at the meaning of redeemed, you know, I just went and looked at some definitions of what redeemed is. Redeemed, you know, means for someone to be redeemed, it means that, you know, a price has been paid, a necessary price has been paid for you, has been paid for me. It also means that, you know, to regain possession of something in exchange for payment. So Jesus, you know, has gained possession of us in exchange for a payment. It also means to compensate for faults or bad aspects of something, to compensate for a fault, to compensate for a bad aspect of something. So Jesus has compensated for our faults. He has compensated for our bad aspect. Praise the Lord. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 21. God paid a price for you and I, and you know the price that he paid is Christ Jesus. We'll find that. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5, 21. It says, "For he has made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." We'll find this in 2 Corinthians 5, 21. So God has already given Jesus for us to become a sin, to become sin for us, so that you and I will become the righteousness of God. So when Jesus, when God looks at us, when God looks at you, when he looks at me, he sees the righteousness of Jesus. He does not see our sin or our the bad aspects of our lives or our faults. You know, he sees us as he sees Jesus, because Jesus has replaced us. Jesus has paid that price for us. So we have become the righteousness of Jesus. You know, I'll just give us a brief background. You know, this is a story that, you know, we all know from, you know, from time past what has happened from the beginning. But Paul was saying, you know, was to saying in his one of his epistles that it's not tedious for me to say to you the same thing over and over again. It is for our benefit, you know, for us to bring to our remembrance even the things that we know. You know, if in the beginning, we know the story of Adam and Eve. It was God's, you know, intention, that was his desire, was for man to have fellowship with God. God had intimacy with Adam. He had intimacy with Eve. You know, they were in fellowship together. Everything was good. God said it himself, you know, in Genesis chapter 1, that he saw whatever, all the things that God had created, he saw that it was good. Fellowship was good. Intimacy was good with God. You know, everything was going the way that God had intended, until the enemy came, you know, and tempted Eve, and, you know, the fall of man came, and man sold out to the enemy. And, you know, even from there, God already had a plan. He had the plan that Jesus will come and die for our sins, and, you know, he will restore us back to God. And so Jesus did come. He died for our sins and restored us back, you know, to God. And Jesus has paid the price. He paid that price even with his blood. We'll see that in Hebrews chapter 9 from verse 12 to 14. Jesus paid the price with his blood. And God, you know, Jesus restored us to God. We are now sons and daughters of God. But that is not all that Jesus did. You know, Jesus restored us to God, but this also comes with many benefits. As we all know, there are many of them. You know, you can go into the Word of God and start to find what your rights are as a believer. Today, we're going to look at some of them. This is not exhaustive. I mean, there's more than, I have five here that I want us to pray about, but you can still go back, you know, and you know, research and search the scriptures for those rights that God has given us as a child of God. And we know we can begin to pray these rights even into our lives daily. In Jesus' name, amen. I read Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Romans 8:32. It says, "Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else?" Verse 33. "Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own?
No one, for God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us. He is sitting in the place of God's, is sitting in place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Hallelujah. So we read from the scriptures, God, Jesus, you know, God has given Jesus to pay the price, and Jesus is at the right hand of God. He's pleading for this hour, the rights that he has given us. He's pleading for us day and night, even making intercession for us, even in God's presence. Hallelujah. So this morning, we're going to take our first prayer point. We're going to pray, you know, but before we pray, the Bible says that if we regard iniquity in our hearts, that the Lord will not hear us. And then 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says that if we confess our sins, that he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So today we're just going to come before God. You know, it says that if we say that we have no sin, you know, before verse 9, that we lie and the truth is not in us. So we're going to come to God and say, Father, just search my heart today. Is there any iniquity in me? Is there any unrighteousness in me, any unforgiveness, any wrath, any bitterness, anything that is going to hinder my prayer today? Father, I ask that you would just search my heart and just cleanse me in the name of Jesus. Let's just pray. Father, Lord, I pray. Pray for myself, Lord, that even as we go into a time of prayer, is there any time, anything in me, oh Lord, any unforgiveness, any bitterness, any deceit, any lie, anything that is not of you, the Father lurking somewhere in my heart, Father, I ask that you forgive me and cleanse me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. 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 So we're going to take our first prayer point. You know, as sons and daughters of the Most High God, you know, one of our rights is the Holy Spirit. We have a right to the Holy Spirit. You know, Luke chapter 11, verse 11, from verse 11. Luke chapter 11, from verse 11. It says, you fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Hallelujah. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray that the Lord will fill us with the Holy Spirit. You know, a lot of time we think that, you know, even as a new believer, when I started, I thought the only thing the Holy Spirit helps us to do was to pray in tongues. But you know, the Holy Spirit helps us to do so much more. It's the Holy Spirit that, you know, counsels us. The Bible says that he is our helper. Another translation says that he's our advocate. And if you check, you know, the meaning of advocate, advocate is someone that supports you, somebody that represents you, somebody that teaches you and tells you what to say, what to do. You know, if you ever watch any of those courtroom dramas, the lawyer is always telling what the, you know, the whoever they're representing, they will tell them what to say. They will tell them how to act. They will, you know, they're advising them, telling them what to do, how to, you know. So that's what the advocate does. That is what our helper does. He's here to support us. He's here to instruct us, to guide us, to teach us. And he also helps us to pray. Yes, you know, he helps us to speak in tongues. You know, that is the evidence that we have the Holy Spirit. You know, he helps us in speaking in tongues. He helps us, intercedes on our behalf, teaches us, instructs us, guides us. He's the one that convicts us of sin. When we sin, he's the one that touches our hearts and says, what you did is not good. He's the one that comforts us. You know, there's so many roles that the Holy Spirit, you know, does, but that is not what we're going to talk about this morning. But this morning, we're just going to pray. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit, in this season, I need you to help me. I need you to help me in every area of my life. You know, I just want us to pray. I want us to take this prayer seriously. That in this season that we are in now, Holy Spirit, I need your help. I need you to instruct me. I need you to guide me. I need you to tell me what to do, even at this time. This time, that the whole world seems helpless. Holy Spirit, I need you. I need you to support me. I need you to be my helper in the name of Jesus. I just want us to pray. Just take this to heart and begin to ask that the Holy Spirit will support us even at this time. The thing about the Holy Spirit, yes, he does all things, but we have to ask him. You have to ask him to do the things that he has said that he would do. So we need to begin to ask, Holy Spirit, even at this time that the world is confused, even at this time that people do not know what to do, Father, Holy Spirit, we need you to support us. We need you to instruct us. We need you to guide us. We need you, oh God, to be our advocate even at this time. Just come and help us, oh God. Teach us and instruct us. Comfort us. Remove every anxiety and anxiousness from us. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we need your help. Holy Spirit, you are my helper. Ah, you are my helper. The word of God says that you are my helper. I need your help. I need your support even at this time. I need you to represent me. You are my advocate. Holy Spirit, represent me even at this time. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come and support me. Holy Spirit, we need your help. Holy Spirit, we need your help. As the body of Christ, we are asking, Lord, for your help. Support us at this time. Instruct us at this time. Teach us at this time. Guide us at this time. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Another of our rights, you know, as a child of God, as a true believer, is, you know, is the opportunity to come into the presence of God. Hebrews 4:16, it says, so let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it. Praise the Lord. So if you look at that verse again, you know, it's saying that come. It doesn't just say that because we are children of God, that automatically we're in the presence of God. We have to do something. We have to do, there's a verb there that says come. So we have to come, we have to make a conscious effort to come into the presence of God. We cannot just assume that because we are children of God, then the presence of God is there already with us. We have to do something. We have to come into his presence. You know, James chapter 4, verse 8 also says, come close to God. Another translation says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. So there's something that we have to do as children of God, as sons and daughters of God. We have to make an effort. We have to draw. We have to come. You know, we have to just make that that determination in our heart that we're going to come into his presence. We're going to draw unto him. And not until we do that will God do his part. Because it says, come close to God. Draw near to me. Then I will draw near to you. Or come into my presence, then I will give you this. Or come into my presence, then you will receive. You know, so we need, as children of God, it is our right, and we need to consciously come into his presence every day, constantly, continually. So today, we're going to take our second prayer point, and we're going to pray, Father, help me to come close to you. I need your grace. Everything that has kept me away from your presence. Father, today I ask, oh Lord, that you will remove it from me in the name of Jesus. I yearn for your presence. I desire to be with you. I desire to be in your presence. Father, I ask, oh Lord, everything that has removed me from your presence, everything that has hindered me from having that relationship, that intimacy with you. Father, I ask that you will remove it in the name of Jesus. I yearn for your presence, oh Lord. I yearn for this intimacy with you. I yearn to know you more, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I pray everything that is holding me down, every heaviness, Lord, I ask that you will remove in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I pray that you help me. I desire your presence. I yearn to be with you, Lord. Even as the deer panted after you, so my soul longed after you, Lord. Let's just begin to pray and ask that the Lord will give us grace to be continually in his presence. Father, we pray for grace. We pray for grace, oh God. We need your help. Help us to draw near to you, Lord, so that you will draw near to us. There is something that we have to do. We have to take the first step. Father, we ask, oh Lord, that everything that has caused this distractions, every distraction in our lives that is taking you away from our presence, that is taking us away from your presence. Father, Lord, we ask today that, Father, remove it. We declare, we make a decision today, Lord, that we want to be in your presence. We want to be with you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I just want us to take this song. It says, to be in your presence, to sit at your feet, where your love surrounds me and makes me feel complete. This is my desire. Oh Lord, this is my desire. Oh Lord, this is my desire. Oh Lord, this is my desire. To be in your presence, to sit at your feet, where your love surrounds me and makes me feel complete. This is my desire, oh Lord, this is my desire. This is my desire, oh Lord, this is my desire. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Just tell him one more time that, Father, this is my desire. I want to be in your presence. I want to sit at your feet. I want to come into your presence continually, oh God. It is my right as a believer, and everything that has kept me away, Father, Lord, I ask that you will remove it in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to continue praying. Another right we have as a child of God is that we have the right to divine wisdom. You know, James chapter 1, verse 5, it says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, for he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. That is James chapter 1, verse 1. You know, I find it interesting that the Bible keeps telling us to ask. You know, we cannot just take it for granted that because we're children of God, yes, these things have been given to us. It's what we God has given to us. But it looks like there's something that we continually have to do. The Bible says that if you need wisdom, we have to ask for it. We cannot just take it for granted that because we're now children of God, that the wisdom is with us already. We have to continually ask. So the Bible says that if you need wisdom, ask God, who is a generous God, and that he will not rebuke you for asking. He will not, he will not be offended that you asked. So today we're going to ask, we're going to ask for wisdom, even for wisdom at this time, the wisdom for the times that we are in. We've never been in this kind of season before. If something like this has happened before in time past, before I was born, or if at or maybe when I was younger, but I can't remember, you know, vividly a time like this. So this, for me, it's like a first experience, or maybe the other experiences I had, I was too young and I couldn't remember. But, you know, this for me, this is a life, is I can, you know, something that I'll remember for a long time. So we need wisdom for this season. You know, some of us, you know, have lost income, we've lost resources, and we're just going to ask God for wisdom. You know, things that are supposed to have happened at this time, they're not happening just because, you know, of all the things that are going on. So we're going to ask. The Bible says that if we need wisdom, that we should ask. And then James 3:17 also says that the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then it's peaceable, it's gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And this is the kind of wisdom we're going to ask for. Not just any kind of wisdom, you know, but the wisdom that is up from above, which is pure, which is peaceable, which is gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. So we're going to ask God. We're going to ask God for wisdom for ourselves, wisdom for the body of Christ, wisdom for our pastors and, you know, and the church of God. That even at this time, what is the church supposed to do? You know, it's okay that we meet, you know, through teleconferencing and the Zoom. It's just wonderful that we have that opportunity. But what is God wanting the church to do even at this time? With all that is going on, what is our responsibility apart from, you know, fellowshipping with each other? So we're going to ask, you know, for wisdom. We're going to ask for wisdom for the church of God, wisdom for ourselves, even as individuals, this wisdom that is from above. So I just want us to begin to pray that, Father, even as a believer, I know I have a right to your to that wisdom from above. And I'm asking today that, Father, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom from above. Wisdom from above that is pure. That wisdom that is peaceable. That wisdom that is gentle. That wisdom that is willing to yield. The wisdom that is full of mercy and good fruits. Wisdom that is without partiality and without hypocrisy. Even as we read in James 3:17. So let's just begin to pray. Father, I need wisdom. Holy Spirit, we need wisdom. Oh, we need wisdom from above. We need that wisdom that is pure, Lord, in the name of Jesus. After that, I'm praying for myself. I need wisdom. Wisdom for to the times that we're in now. Father, we're asking for wisdom. Ah, Jehovah, we're asking for wisdom. We're asking for wisdom. Oh Lord, we're asking for wisdom. We're asking for wisdom for our leaders. We're asking for wisdom for our pastors. We're asking for wisdom for the body of Christ as individuals, Father. We need your wisdom for a time as this, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we pray for your wisdom. Ah, we pray, Lord, we ask. You said we should ask that if anyone lacks wisdom, that you should ask for God. And Father, Lord, we're asking. We're asking for wisdom for our pastors. We're asking for wisdom for our leaders. We're asking for wisdom for the body of Christ. We're asking for wisdom, Father, as individuals, oh God. Ah, we need your wisdom. Father, we need your wisdom even as time as this. We need your wisdom, oh God. We need your wisdom in our career. We need wisdom. Ah, in our relationships, we need wisdom. Even as a time of this, oh God, in our resources, Father, we need wisdom. In our finances, even at this time, Father, we need your wisdom. Ah, Father, we need wisdom, oh God. We need direction and guidance. Holy Spirit, we're asking. Father, we're asking for wisdom. That wisdom that is from above, that is pure. Father, we ask for wisdom that is pure. We ask for that wisdom that is gentle, Lord. Wisdom that is willing to yield. Wisdom that is full of mercy and good fruits. That wisdom that is without partiality and without hypocrisy. We ask, oh Lord, for wisdom in the name of Jesus. We pray. Ah, Father Jehovah, we're praying for wisdom. Ah, Lord, Bushika, you said if anyone lacks wisdom, that you should ask. Ah, Father, we ask that you give us wisdom. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to take another of our rights. Another of our rights as a child of God is protection. We have the right to protection. We have the right for God to protect us as children of God. You know, it is our right that God protects us. It is our right as a child of God. You know, this is a popular psalm that has become, you know, everybody, even at this season, I'm sure can recite it by heart. You know, Psalm 91, that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's, you know, that's what the psalmist tells us. But I want us to also look at verse 3 to 4 in that Psalm 91. It says, "For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease." Verse 4 says, "He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection." So that verse 4 is what I want to highlight. It says that his faithful promises, the last part of verse 4, his faithful promises are your armor and protection. So whatever promise God has given us, that is our armor and that is our protection. You know, the King James Version says that his truth is our shield and our buckler. So that truth that he has given us, that is our shield and that is our buckler. So we're going to pray today. You know, we're going to ask, you know, we've been praying. Yes, we've been, you know, asking, but we're going to pray again. We're going to ask that even after this, not just this season, but we're going to pray for God's protection even for the rest of our lives. It is our right, even as a child of God. Yes, in this season, you know, we've been praying that God's protection will be over us and everything that concerns us. But we're also going to pray again that, you know, this season, God, even as you have protected us thus far, you will continue to protect us in the name of Jesus. Even as a child of God, this is one of our rights that we have a right as a covenant child. We have a right to protection from God in the name of Jesus. So let's just begin to pray. Father, I am a covenant child. Protect me and mine from every pestilence in the name of Jesus. You know, that's all we're going to pray. We say, Father, I am a covenant child. I am a child of God. Protect me and everything that concerns me in the name of Jesus. So let's just begin to pray. Father, I am a covenant child. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. Father, I am a daughter of God. Protect me and everything that concerns me, everything that is mine, Father, everything that you have given me, oh God, protect in the name of Jesus. You have said that your promises, Lord, they are my armor and my protection. Your truth, they are my shield and they are my buckler. Your truth that you have given us, your promises that you will cover us with your feathers, that is our protection and that is our armor in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I pray. Father, I pray for your protection. I pray for your protection, that you protect me. You will protect everything that concerns me. You will protect my children. You will protect everyone, Lord God, in Jesus' palace. You will protect the body of Christ in the name of Jesus, not because of what we've done, but because of your word, Lord God, because you have said your faithful promises, they are our armor and our protection. That, Father, because of your word, because of your covenant, oh Lord, you will protect each and every one of us in the name of Jesus, that no deadly pestilence will come near us or our dwelling place in the name of Jesus, that you will protect our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we pray. That, Father, because we are covenant children, Jesus has paid the price for us, oh God. It is our right as a believer to your protection. Father, we pray, oh Lord, that you will protect each and every one of us, that you will protect your sons and your daughters even at this time, in the name of Jesus, that no disease or deadly pestilence will come near us or our dwelling place, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the praise, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. I just want us to take one more. You know, there are many, like I said, in this list is not exhaustive, but you know, I just want us to go back and, you know, take these prayer points again and find more rights, even as a believer, even at this time, and, you know, continue to pray, you know, pray for yourself, pray for your family, you know, even at this time. But we'll take one more just so that we don't go, we do not exceed our time, and then we will round up. Amen. So even as a child of God, as a son and a daughter of God, you know, we have a right to answered prayers. You know, it is our right that our prayers be answered. Let's look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. I'll start from verse 7, Matthew chapter 7. It says, I'm reading from the NLT version. Keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Verse 9, you parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? And see, we see in all most of the verses that I've read today, we see every God inviting us to ask. You know, for the ones that we read even before now, is always inviting us. You need to ask. You need to ask. You need to ask. For wisdom, we ask. You know, for protection, you will ask. For Holy Spirit, you need to ask. You know, for coming into his presence, there's something that we always have to do. We cannot just sit down and expect that everything is going to drop on our laps. You know, God in his mercy, sometimes he will do that. But, you know, but we have to continually, you know, come into his presence. We have to continually ask. We have to continually fight for our rights. But, and pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So today we're going to pray. We're going to pray and we are going to say, Father, even in this season, I ask for grace to stay faithful in the place of prayer. Father, help me to stay faithful in the place of prayer, to pray without ceasing. That we don't know how long, you know, we're going to be home for. We don't know how long this is going to continue. Or even for as long as it does, and even after that, that Lord, give us the grace to stay in the place of prayer. Give us the grace to continually be in your presence, to continually to just be there and pray fervently. Father, we need that grace. Let's just begin to pray that the Lord will give us grace, that the Lord will give us grace, will give the body of Christ, will give us the grace to be persistent even in the place of prayer. Our Father, we ask that, Lord, you will give us the grace. Help us, oh Lord, to be persistent in the place of prayer. Help us not to give up. The Bible says that men always ought to pray and not give up. So let's just begin to ask, Father, I need grace. Jehovah, I need grace to be persistent in the place of prayer. I need grace not to give up. I need grace, oh Lord, to stay until I see that the praise of, I have become the praise of Jerusalem. You know, Isaiah 62 from verse 6 and 7. It says, oh Jerusalem, I have posted watchmen on your walls. They will pray day and night continually. Take no rest, or you will pray to the Lord. Give the Lord no rest until he has made Jerusalem the praise of the earth. So we are not supposed to rest. We are not supposed to give God any rest until we have seen what we pray for come to pass. So we're going to pray, Father, I need grace. I need grace to be persistent in the place of prayer. I need grace to stay there until I become the praise of the earth. In the name of Jesus, let's just begin to pray. That Father, Lord, I need grace. Jehovah, I need grace. I need grace, oh God, to be persistent. Persistent in the place of prayer. Father, I need your help, oh Lord. I need your help, oh Lord. I need your help to be persistent in the place of prayer, Lord. Help me not to give up. Help me not to become weary, Lord. I don't want to be weary. I want to be persistent, oh God. I need grace, Lord. I need your help to be persistent in the place of prayer. Father, help me, oh Lord. Jehovah, help me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to take one more prayer point, and this will be your individual request. I don't know what it is that we're believing God for, even at this time. You know, a lot of things have been happening, and, you know, there's so much that's going on. So we're going to pray, you know, whatever it is. I know what I'm believing God for, even this season, but whatever it is that we're believing God for, I just want us to come before God this morning and just, you know, the Bible says that we should give God no rest. You know, give those of you who pray, give him no rest. Don't say that because I prayed yesterday, you know, God, I already told him yesterday, so he knows what I need. You know, even though, yes, he does know. But the Bible instructs us that we should give him no rest. Don't let him rest. He's not tired, you know, and he didn't tell us that he was tired. You know, I haven't seen it anywhere in the scriptures where God wants to rest, where he's saying he's tired. You called on me yesterday. That's enough. You don't have to do it today. So, but the Bible instructs us that we should give him no rest. So let's just come before him, you know, this morning, whatever it is, that individual request, and let's just begin to ask that the Lord, I will not give you any rest until I become the praise of the earth, O Lord. Father, Lord, I am asking everything that my brother and my sister are believing you for. Father, Lord, I ask, O Lord, that today you will grant their request in the name of Jesus. That, Father, Lord, you will do that which only you can do. You will do much more or much more than they ask or even imagine. That, Father, Lord, you will do much more than we ask or even imagine. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, oh Lord, for those that have reduced resources, those, Father, that have reduced income, those that are home, those that have been laid off, Father, one thing or the other that has happened this season, Lord. Father, Lord, we are asking for each and every one of us that, Father, Lord, you will sort us out, oh God, and that everyone that has lost anything, that, Father, Lord, you will restore in the name of Jesus. That, Father, Lord, and those that are sick amongst us, that, Father, Lord, you will heal in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we cry out to you even as one body, even as covenant children, oh God. Father, you alone know our hearts. You know that which we are yearning and what we desire, Lord. Father, we ask, oh Lord, that you will meet our needs, each and every one of us, oh God. Father, Lord, that you meet our needs in the area of our finances, Lord. Father, meet our needs in the area of relationship. Father, meet our needs in the area of our careers. Father, meet our needs in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, those that need deliverance, Father, Lord, we ask that today you will deliver us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, Lord, we pray that you will meet our needs. Every one of us, you know the need even before we ask, oh Lord, because your word tells us so. Father, Lord, we pray that today, Lord, you will do that which only you can do. You will arise on our behalf, oh God, even in this time, oh God, that when they say there is a casting down, Lord, you would lift us up in the name of Jesus, that instead of shame and dishonor, you will give us a double share of honor. We will enjoy a double portion of prosperity in this land in the name of Jesus. Our Father, we give you praise. We give you glory, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want us to take this song and then we'll round off. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah is your name. 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 Mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah is your name, mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah is your name. Father in heaven, we just want to bless your name. Indeed, Jehovah is your name. You are the mighty warrior. You are the one who fights on our behalf, oh God. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. There is no one like you. You are the God that does wonders. You are the God of heaven and earth. You are the God of all flesh. There is nothing too hard for you. You are the great I am. the God of wonders. You are the one who is higher than the highest. You are stronger than the strongest. You are bigger than the biggest. You are wiser than the wisest. You are mightier than the mightiest. We just give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We worship you. We thank you, Father, because you said we should ask and keep asking. We should seek and keep seeking and knock and keep knocking, oh God, until you have made Jerusalem the praise of the earth. And we just thank you because you esteem your word even high above your name. We thank you because we have called out to you today, and we believe and we trust that you have heard us, O Lord. Father, we thank you because we are covenant children. We are covenant sons and daughters because Jesus has made us so, Lord. Jesus paid the price so that we can come into your presence, and you have given us all these benefits along with him, and we just give you all the praise. We thank you, Father. We give you glory and we give you honor, and we ask, oh Lord, that Father, today you will do much more than we ask or even imagine, according to your power that is at work within us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Indeed, there is power in the blood of Jesus, and it is because of the blood of Jesus that we can come into your presence. And today we soak each and every one of us in the blood. And Lord, we ask that the blood will speak for us today. We give you all the praise, we give you all the glory, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah.